Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 28 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, wherever you are around the world. And boy, I do mean that. I really do mean that. And I want to tell you before I forget, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We start. You can watch us on live stream. Although that's going to be changing soon, folks. We'll soon be going to Rumble. And what I maybe have time to tell you another time, but we're going live stream. It has been sold out to somebody else. We'll have to go to Rumble later on, but we'll give you updates between now and next time we get together. But join us this weekend. Go to PastorButch.com. Click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. There we will be. And if you don't have a computer to listen on, you can always call us at 339-209-5013. Listen to our Bible studies, our prayer requests, our news, Christian Worldview News. This week we'll be joined by David Hevener. Now, you haven't heard about him, folks. He's a producer, movie producer, action movie star. He's a talk show host and up to date on a lot of things. So this week at 1 o'clock during Bible study hour, we'll be joined by David Hevener. And I guarantee you, folks, you're going to watch this, okay? So you can watch again on live stream by going to PastorBush.com, clicking on that, or calling 339-209-5013. And prayer request tonight for Oswald, a brother-in-law of a very dear friend of ours, is sick. And so please keep Oswald in your prayers tonight, please. Amber offering for the next couple of days, the affidavit of proof of immunity that you can folks, something's coming back. Looks like COVID is going to be starting back soon. Looks like they'll be giving out shots middle of this month. And Biden said this time we're going to have to get everybody vaccinated. Now, that's what he said. I didn't say that. If you want a copy of the affidavit of proof of immunity that you can get notarized to share with whoever wants to give you the jab, you can do that. It's available here, folks, for postage. If you can send a buck or if you can't afford it, call us and let us know. We'll send it to you for free. But if you can send a dollar along, pay post, we'd appreciate it because envelopes and time is not free, obviously. But you can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa I want the affidavit of proof of immunity. We'll get that to you this coming Thursday. Lord willing, we'll be in the office this Thursday. Crystal should be here, and I should be here, too. As you know, last week we couldn't be here. She was taking care of Daddy, and I was on the way to Pittsburgh to take grandson catching an airplane. And don't forget, we're offering for the next couple of days three articles. People want to know about the 501c3 church. What is it? Should I give money to them? Well, we have an article entitled Sleeping with the Enemy. Sleeping with the Enemy. We'll explain this to you in very good detail. We have one on religious rock. One of the most dangerous things ever come up by man, religious rock. And I'm serious about that. It may be religious, but it's not Christian. Let's put it that way. And we have the requirements to hold office in the pre-Revolutionary War. Folks, I'm going to say this, and it's going to make some people upset, but I'm sorry about this. But before the Constitution was written, we had almost a theocracy. In the 1600s, early 1700s, we did have a theocracy. The Constitution changed that. And I you don't have to like it. I'm sorry. I'm telling you the truth. I can prove it. I won't say it. We have all three of those available for donation of $10 or $15, wherever you can afford. We'll send that to you, and all we want to do is pay postage, and envelope, and time. Okay, we want you to have those. People ask about those questions. What was the requirements? How did a nation get out of heels so fast? Simple. We the people destroyed it. I hate that song, Power to the People. Power to the People. How about glory to God? And pray for his guidance. How's that? But anyway, all three available, $10 or $15. Whatever you can do, you can call us again, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Order all those if you'd like. Just tell Lisa what you want. Use a credit card, debit card, or get her address and write to us. Any way you want to do it, folks, we'll get to you ASAP. Now, our guest tonight is one that I have on demand a lot. And for a while there, about, I guess, a couple of 3 years of it, she kind of took a hiatus and didn't do any radio shows. She was with us about a month and a half ago. She's back in the night, gets caught up with some more details. We're going to talk to Deborah Travers. This lady has, I'm going to let her go and tell you what's going on here and let her tell what's happening in the world. And you pay attention, folks, because what she's talked about in the past has come to pass over the last several years. All things come to pass. So stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net is her website. Deborah Travers, are you there?
Well, Pastor Butch, thank you, and hello to everyone that's listening. I must say, with all sorrow and sadness, we here in Northern California were in the fires of 2017, which was very similar to what has happened in Maui. But Maui has some additional assaults on it that are obviously much more than maybe some of the other areas, and we'll get into that. But this is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net. That is my main website. If you sign up on that, you'll get some of the email blasts that I've been doing, because I certainly know that our ability to have these conversations is now very short-lived. Also, I run PrimaryWater.org. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. And I run ToxicSky.org. When you go to ToxicSky.org, you will see the newly discovered and unfinished third film that Michael Murphy did before he was murdered. And it is entitled Unconventional Gray. You can watch it. Please share it far and wide. And understand that it's the unfinished third documentary. Again, it's Unconventional Gray by Michael Murphy. It has been missing since 2016. That was the year that Michael had planned to release it. And the movie builds a picture of how geoengineering, not climate change, the cover story, leads straight to the United Nations Sustainable Development, Carbon's Agenda 21, 2030, the master plan of it all. In fact, geoengineering, with all of its political muscle, is the price of admission that the world government, as well as the biggest transfer of wealth to the rich ever in the history of the world. So I would highly, highly encourage all of you to share this. You can certainly have viewings of this movie, Unconventional Gray. You will see it and find it easily on ToxicSky.org. It is also posted on StopTheCrime.net. I want to go into Maui because many of us here in Northern California suffered severely during extremely similar circumstances that we see what is happening in Maui, without the death count being as horrific as what we're seeing in Maui now. But we, too, in 2017, October the 8th and the 9th, were deceived, and we had all of our fire and police missing in action, all planned. It was a setup, and we knew it. I'm going to tell you how we knew it. The day before the fires erupted, which was October the 9th of 2017, just after midnight is when the fires really started to blow through. But around 10 p.m., a few hours before, on October 8th, some friends of mine received a call from family members over 2 hours away saying, "What on earth is going on? They're hearing in the news that Santa Rosa, here in Northern California, is on fire, and wondering if they're okay." Well, my friends here in Fountain Grove that lost everything in a matter of 10 minutes called the fire department. Now, again, this is the night of the 8th, just a few hours before we were ignited. They called the fire department here in Santa Rosa, and they asked, What's going on? Where are the fires? And the fire department said there are no fires. They called 911. 911 answered the same. There are no fires. So I want to bring your attention to the 911 Building 7, what you saw being told there with the broadcasters back to the window telling us that Building 7 had dropped, and it hadn't. This is how some of the people, the night before the fires destroyed their lives completely, knew it was an inside job, because it had been telegraphed on the media 2 hours away, and someone called. Now, did everybody know this? No, not everybody did. But let's go on into what happened here and the similarities that has happened in Lahaina and Maui. And then we're going to talk about some of the things we now must do in order to take evasive actions. So we also lost water. In fact, two of the enormous water tanks that were concrete were emptied just shortly before the fires. We were told that they were in earthquake retrofitting, so they were empty. None of the hydrants were pumping any water, but it didn't matter. The fire departments were not up there. In fact, at 10 o'clock on the 8th, a few hours before the fires, a few people already had power outages. And as they went to another house where there was power, they noticed that it was a broader swath of outage, and they were surprised. They passed a local coffee shop that it's called Badass Coffee. And I say that only because of what they saw there. There were at least 50 law enforcement cars parked there in that parking lot a few hours before the fire erupted. They were MIA. It was a stand down. Now, there were a couple of cars that drove through Fountain Grove, which is a multi-million dollar community, homes all but destroyed, that just drove up looking. And my friends went out onto the street and talked to one of the patrol officers and said, "What is going on?" Because certainly at that point they were smelling smoke strongly. They were seeing ash falling, but it was very dark. It was in the early morning hours, a perfect attack time. The patrol officer, without any lights or bullhorn or any intention to knock on doors, said, this is beyond my orders. I cannot tell you." And so they said, "Well, we're human beings. What's going on?" And there was no answer. And then the question was asked, "If you were me, what would you do?" And he said, "I would leave immediately and don't go out on Mark West Springs Road." Now, the reason Mark West Springs Road was mentioned is it's because that's where the fire started to blow through, and that road was heavily, heavily congested. And so we had advance warning. Not everyone knew that it was a horrific plan. There were all department was having a very difficult time containing all the looting that was happening because this was an attack. And when the government, your own government, attacks you, you can trust that they're going to have additional methodologies behind the attack. Not only the military cordoning off the streets for weeks, cleaning up the crime scene, which is what they did. We had the same burnouts that you see in Maui. But I want to go on into some additional information that I think is very important for everyone to understand. Because some of the things that I think we saw in Maui were different. And what do I mean by that? We're going to have to ask some questions, and then we'll delve into this. We have to ask, can we be blind to the mind-altering advances used of directed energy weapons to control our behaviors, our decisions, our minds, and our beliefs? Can we be blind to that? Can we not see years back how we have been controlled? Let's also ask this. Are weather control weapons, think about this, are weather control weapons being pre-calibrated to steer fires, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, wind, etc., and directed to achieve specific damage, like what happened in here in Northern California, Paradise, and Maui? And I will say, yes, it can. Where did the missing people and children go? Were evacuees mind-controlled to cause their own death, to not flee and run fast? As the fires were directed up on them, we have to ask some horrible questions. Could they have been lulled into a haze daze of no reaction at the same time that these directed energy weapons were rapidly gaining microwave frequency? And remember, these are nano. This is nano. These are programmable nano. These aren't regular fires. We also have to ask this when we think about the missing. How is spontaneous combustion caused on an individual? Every single thing, every person, everything on Earth has its own unique frequency signature. Every single thing. The colors, the buildings, the people, the cars, the pets. Everything has its own signature. Just like your fingerprints are your unique fingerprints. A frequency can be pre-calibrated and directed to a single person in a room of many people. Or take the example of pine needles embedded in the treads of muddy shoes belonging to a murderer. An honest lab identified the exact pine tree and thus located the murder, and the crime was solved. Did you know that? Did you know that each and everything has its own unique frequency? So think about what you're watching in Maui and all of the other fires. The fires here in 2017, the burning of Paradise. We had subsequent fires here in Northern California year after year after year after we lost the 5,000 homes that night. So we have to understand this. All life is now intentionally packed with nano-sized, highly conductive, and combustible heavy metals that have been delivered not only by chemtrails, but in the food and the water for more than many decades, actually several more than several decades. And this is why plasma fire burns so intensely, and dustification, aka cremation and elimination without a trace, occurs. Our buildings here were dustified. The cars were dustified. They they were melted. We saw puddles of cars, just like what you're witnessing in Maui. And it all depends on the calibration. So laser targeting, again, it can be pre-calibrated, it is, to destroy structures and not the standing trees that have a different frequency. Now, according to the microwave warfare expert Barry Trower, who I interviewed, frequencies can be used to turn anyone into an assassin in 3 days. And I interviewed Barry back in 2013, and he assured me anybody could be turned into an assassin in 3 days. And years ago, Rosalind Peterson, who ran the website California Skywatch, and the U.S. Agricultural Defense Coalition, who went to the United Nations and asked them to stop the geoengineering program. And I knew Rosalind very well before she died suspiciously of cancer. But she and I attended a conference that was hosted by Dr. Stan Monteef out of Santa Cruz, California. Dr. Stan hosted a radio show called Radio Liberty, and I was on Dr. Stan's show often. But Dr. Stan hosted a conference, and both Rosalind and I were hit with a frequency beam. I couldn't focus or think clearly, and Rosalind was unable to present her geoengineering talk in a coherent fashion. She was devastated. Several others in the conference were aware of the beamed frequencies that came into the room where we were and identified exactly who was to be made inefficient. I again witnessed frequency targeting at the Conspiracy Con hosted by Brian Hall in the San Francisco Bay Area, and frequencies elicited a disruption, anger, name-calling, bullying. Folks seemed confused and out of sorts. I bring you back to the early 1970s, Medford, Oregon, where TV antennas and power lines were beamed by the Russian woodpecker with suicide frequencies that caused at least a dozen suicides. And researchers discovered that the ultra-low frequencies, the ULF, ultra-low frequencies, were being beamed onto and into some of the homes in Medford, Oregon. And they believed that they came from a nearby military base there. But when researchers, the Black Ops, went there to the base and met with the commanding officer, they were told the base knew about the extremely low frequencies, but their base was not responsible. The Russians were being allowed to beam Medford with frequencies. Additional UL extremely low frequencies were coming into the homes of the populace through their television antennas, which created some sort of standing wave resonance within the structure of the home itself. And these people were severely depressed enough that they killed themselves. We also know that the CIA used beam frequencies to enrage two warring tribes in Africa, causing the slaughter of over 1 million Africans. This was called Operation Crimson Mist. And I'm going to be sending out a blast out with what I'm going over right now. So if you sign up, you will get this. Understand, Operation Crimson Mist was the most obscene terminal mind control experience ever mounted by the United States against a sovereign nation. Crimson Mist has been used again recently in a smaller scale in Iraq. We also know that acoustic weapons were directed at some embassy staff in Cuba and caused permanent brain injury. Now, this has been acknowledged, and they're calling it the Havana Syndrome. It's not a syndrome. It was a weapons, a frequency attack. We also know that the voice of God, which is a weapon, was used in Operation Desert Storm that caused fierce Iraqi soldiers to surrender. Controlled, silent electronic weapons, like the voice-to-skull, V2K is called, it's a weapon, are now used on civilians, targeted individuals. They call them targeted individuals. We are all being targeted. Are these part of the additional fire warfare frequencies that we're experiencing? Yes. Because we're being microwaved. And we're being murdered. And again, I remind you of all of the genocide policies that I've gone over the years, and remembering that the United States signed in 1988 the Genocide Treaty, allowing for the murder of Christians and all else. And one of the stipulations was one own country could not kill its own people. But we don't have a country. We're in a corporation. It's not a sovereign country. The United States is on the New York Stock Exchange. And most people don't fail to understand this. This is why we are seeing the horror and the nightmare that has really in real time, all the time that we're watching now with the fires worldwide and the floods. So let's talk about this too, because we have to understand the broadening use of microwaves that's intensifying all the heat that we're experiencing. Our thermometers do not measure microwaves. So that explains when we're told an average, an example of 80 degrees outside, but it feels hotter. It's because it is. It's because it is. Now, I did a video years back called The Cooking of Humanity. You can find it. That was my interview with Barry Trower from the UK. I want to also go over this quickly because we have to understand that air conditioning equipment or heat equipment has not been engineered to withstand the severity of this controlled environment that has been created as weather weapons on all of us. Our housing cannot be retrofitted to withstand the types of attacks that are now being advanced up on us. People talk about, well, the heat domes. Well, how about the weather weapon heat domes? Let's stop using climate change. Let's stop using climate change. So I want to go over a couple of things. I want to go over the new plans to fight fires. When we come back from the break, I will start that.
Hang on through the break, Deborah. Folks, a lot more. Don't go away. I told you it's going to be powerful. A lot more to hear. Don't y'all go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. You know, we're listening to Deborah Trevira share information, folks, and what she's telling you can be verified if you take time to look it up. I've checked her out in the past several times because she told me things that I just couldn't comprehend. She's been on my radio show for many years now, and I've checked out what she said. Everything she's told me, I'm able to find the proof of. Now, we're going to discuss what happened in Maui. Now, if you looked at the news, even the regular news media coverage, those houses disintegrated. The cars literally melted. And just like she said, it happened in California. So we're going to get some more information about Maui and a lot more to talk about. You go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I want to say this. It's very important for everybody that's hearing me talk understand the advanced warfare in re-traumatizing people who have gone through traumatic events such as weather weapon attacks and looters being bust in and water being turned off and stand down of police and fire, no emergency sirens at all, even when the police were driving through the streets just moments before the fire spread so rapidly. There was one police officer that did knock on a few doors that someone saw, but it must have been one that had a conscience that knew that this was basically a stand down. But I will say this, we suffered the same. We were also told that our utility company was to blame because of the power lines. Maui is being told the same thing. Now, I went on to Hawaii Electric, and I found some inside discussion about the potentiality of maybe they're going to go bankrupt. They're going to rely on the Public Utility Commission to cover their back, just like what happened here with our utility. And the cost of this lawsuit will ultimately be the ratepayers. The public utility will charge all of you for the destructive cost of the fires. Now, I also discovered that there was some pulsed concerns on the lines. Now, they pulse the lines. In fact, there were a number of homes here in the burn zones that didn't burn. And one of the suspicions around a few that did not burn is they did not have smart meters on them. And I noticed in the downtown Front Street area on the commercial buildings in Lahaina that there were smart meters on those buildings. Now, any of you listening that lived in the homes, you likely had smart meters too, maybe not. But they have small lithium ion batteries. They are remotely operated so that at some point when you've used up your allotment of energy, they will turn you off. That's how the remote aspect works. And they can pulse the frequencies in your home, and they can cause appliances to blow up. And we used to find this just by typing in smart meters causing homes to blow up. And it would just be one page after another. But we've noticed that as we share information, things become more difficult to find online. But I can assure you, you will find some things about that. I want to talk about another problem that we discovered here, and not for a while, until after the fires settled down and some of the people on the peripheral of the burn zones were allowed to, their words, repopulate. How cold. But repopulate. Many of those people that moved back into their homes on the peripheral of the fires became very ill. It was discovered that the toxic soot and the fine particulate matters material settled in the crawl space of the attics and into the insulation and in the wall insulation. It was not enough to clean the carpets. Everything had to be taken out, and the insulation and the carpet and the pads had to be removed because this is such fine, toxic dust with benzene and forever chemicals in them. So you may not find this out immediately if I hadn't told you. And that's why I'm telling you. The houses are toxic. You're literally on a Superfund site now. The water is poisonous. Many homes, many people that moved back in found that the water infrastructure had been damaged and that they had boil-it orders because of the benzene and all the other contaminants that were in the water lines. They were also told in an area of about 350 homes that they couldn't sell those homes until the water infrastructure was fixed. So I want to say to you that there were thousands of people made homeless. There was not enough housing here. Airbnb had contractual arrangements with people because we are in a destination area here, north of San Francisco, with beautiful beach homes. Airbnb would not relax on the contractual agreements with the homeowners, and fire victims had to hop every 2 weeks. There was no housing, so many bought RVs. Many are still in RVs now. And now RVs, it's against the law now to park on the streets. People are being ticketed. Their RVs are being towed. This is since 2017, and we've had fires in 2018 and 2019. Now, 2018 is when we went up and invested the criminal crime scene in Paradise that burned. We went up there. We found that they had exploded and pulsed smart meters. The smart meter that we found on a nearly completely burned out school that was in a vault that had no flame on the exterior of the vault in the middle of an asphalt parking lot. Inside, it was a smart meter that had melted and just dripped off the inside face of the vault because they pulsed it. So for those of you, it's a long process. It's a very long process, and you are on a waste site that should be condemned. much of what they're doing now has forever chemicals in it. And there's really just a very difficult process to ever clean it up. Very costly, particularly on an island. It was horrific here, as it was. FEMA came in, and there's many discussions to have around FEMA. But I want to get into the future firefighting methodologies, and you all need to hear this now. It's involving the expansion and the massive bringing in of the Wildlands Project. Now, what is the Wildlands Project? It's been a map that I've been talking about for years. Dr. Michael Kaufman originally found this map in the 90s. And basically what it is, it's a map that shows where people can live and where people can't live. And an example is, it's called the Wildlands Project, and it's a biodiversity treaty that was mandated by the United Nations. It's Climate Action Plan controlling all people, all property restrictions, regulations, fines, and penalties, conservation easements. Now, many of you might be hearing about land trusts. Nothing about the word trust should go behind that. It's a land theft, and they're calling it conservation easements. People that are retiring and older that believe they want to preserve their land for future generations are being, sadly, psyopsed into believing that if they throw it into the land trust, which is the Wildlands Open Space Project, where human access will forever be denied. All of this is to reduce our CO2 emissions, reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, and generally 25% below 1990 levels. Now, it depends on what your plan in your city says, but I can say that the maps show where people can live and where people cannot live. And I want to say that the smart grid was never to have really been necessary much beyond the original 20 years of its deployment. That just goes to show that there weren't going to be many homes requiring the smart meters. But I want to talk about the fires and the blame being put on the utility companies. I want to pull you back into what is happening. We're in the process of a completely new change in all legacy energy delivery systems. So what we've all had in the past with telephone poles and electric lines, it will be taken all down. And what will be replacing it is mobile and fixed microgrids. Now, the microgrids will run off of solar, again, a renewable energy that is controlled by the weather, because the sun and the ability to have the sun is controlled by weather. So we are being forced into complete renewables, as many of you know, but the methodology of forcing us into it is because the utilities are pulling out. And so we're finding that they're putting in microgrids. And that those are areas that will have connectivity because they will have solar. Many will have battery backup. Very important to note that lithium-ion batteries are weapons. They're weapons. They blow up. We're all being carpet bombed or laid out to be blown up with lithium-ion batteries. You know that in the various cars that you can't put these fires out. In fact, there was a ship off the coast of the Azores, which is off of Portugal, that was delivering some electric vehicles. And there was a thermal runaway fire where the vehicles caught on fire, and all the vehicles on the ship caught on fire. They couldn't put it out, but it took 15 days for that ship to sink. The buses, my town here, has just ordered 6 lithium-ion-powered battery buses. I've watched these explode in Europe. The batteries are on the roofs of the buses. When the lithium-ion batteries start to fail, they smoke out. When they're on the roof, the people inside don't see it. Look at this for yourself online. We are being carpet bombed with dirty bombs called lithium-ion batteries. Now, we recently discovered in Southern California, just 2 hours south of Los Angeles and more inland, there's a lake called Salton Sea, and it has been taken over now by Soros and an out-of-country energy company, and they are drilling for lithium ion, which they believe will be the largest deposit here in the United States and potentially in the world, so they say. But they're drilling on a geothermal fault area that is one of the most seismically active faults in the entire United States. Look this up. Look this up. Look at how we are being deceived. Look at the cost of what we are going to pay to be riding electric vehicles. They blow up. Why the Department of Transportation is not telling you the amount of lithium that is exploding in, say, for example, the electric vehicles is because they don't want to stop the transition from petroleum to renewables. When you type in electric vehicles and fires, you will find fires all over the country. People are charging these bikes in their apartments. For many of you that have apartments and you have tenants, you may want a clause in your lease agreement where no one can have a car, electric vehicle, or an electric bike or an electric scooter, whatever it is, electric, anything like that that is that size, because there's aftermarket types of charging equipment that are not they're used and they cause emissions and explosions faster. But I want to get back into the new firefighting kinds of things that we're going to see now. This has already been officiated in Australia, and it's coming into the United States and all the other countries too. Just like global warming or climate change, they say it's anthropogenic. We've caused it, right? Not that it's geoengineering, that it's climate devastation because of warfare and technologies. No, no, we've caused it. Well, now what is happening with the future of firefighting is we are not going to be allowed in the forests anymore, or campsites, or riding bikes or anything in the forest. We shouldn't be riding anything that's electric in the forest anyway, because our forests are so combustible. But I want to just say that we're going to not be allowed in the forest, human access denied, and fires will be nearly year-round. So they're shutting down the forest, the open space, and this is becoming the Wildlands Project. Now, I want to go into a couple of other things, rather horrific, and then I want to go into some evasive actions we can take. I wonder how many of you knew that the Marines requested long-range blowtorch for Iraq because they were seeking psychological edge by roasting the foes with lasers. How many of you knew that? Think about that. I also want to tell you about artificial land cover and what the United Nations has in store and what their definition is. They said artificial land cover consists of build-up areas as well as surfaced and stabilized areas such as roads, railways, parking lots, footpaths, etc. It also includes mining operations, quarries, rubbish, construction sites, industrial wasteland, and artificial green spaces. Now listen to this. Artificial land cover causes a loss of land resources for agriculture and for natural areas. By sealing some ground, it can accelerate stormwater runoff and vulnerability to flooding. It also impacts on diversity. Flooding is being caused. Did you know that areas that are in drought, that the humidity can be lowered and that the water in those areas can be drawn up and into the jet stream and dumped, called atmospheric rivers, on other areas in this country? While we're on fire, other people are floating in my water? Yes, this is absolutely a fact. And the sooner that we can understand what we face, the better. We need to help one another. I'm in defense of humanity, and I hope all of you are too. We have to help one another, because this is a mind blower, no question about it. And the health symptoms of all of this microwaving and all of the overhead aerosolized spraying, all the food, all the water is so poisonous. We're all suffering. We are all suffering. We all have different related illnesses to the types of toxins that we face. So I want to go over some evasive actions that I believe we must take. And I'm looking at the clock. I did do an email blast out on this, and you can go to stopthecrime.net. Go to my blast out tab, and you can read this entirely. And I need you to. I need you to. It's the forming of watches, and this is part of the evasive actions required now. We have to form wake and aware neighbors, and we have to consider sleep shifts, watches, to warn others to wake up. We cannot be caught in bed asleep and burned up. We cannot. And we suffered that here. We certainly did not suffer with the loss of life, which we're seeing in Lahaina. But we suffered with death here also. People unable to open up their car garage doors and couldn't get out and burned alive. And we watched what happened in Paradise. We were never told the exact murder count. But we're under occupation. And I'm looking and asking everybody to start understanding what microatmospheric conditions look like when you look up. We have to become reporters, because the weather channels are lying. All media is lying. We have to watch and observe attacks that are being set up, and we can see it. The following are atmospheric conditions and what we've seen in the skies just before fires start. So roughly a minimum of 3 days, we're always observing heavy chemtrailing. We're seeing and observing low humidity, 40% or under. We watch for the artificial clouds, because they all are, and we watch for the ribs in those clouds, in the artificial clouds. Often fires erupt in hot, dry, and drought conditions to disguise the fires that are really military weapons. So we have to listen to reports for lightning or dry lightning and notice the weather conditions. So for those of you that understand this, you can be a broadcaster, a watcher, where others can sleep. You can call your local fire department and ask if they have reports of dry lightning. We had some massive fires started because of weather weapon manufactured lightning here in Northern California. And smoke is a weapon as well. So remember, every single thing and person and everything on this earth has its own unique DNA frequency signature. And a good example I discovered was a murder case that, again, was solved by the muddy shoes and the pine needles that were in the treads of the shoes. And those needles were tracked back to that exact pine tree. Now, why we are seeing trees that seem to be untouched? People are saying the trees are standing and they're fine. They're not fine. They haven't been calibrated to be burned. The trees are all dead and dying. For decades and decades of chemicals, strontium, barium, aluminum, all of our plants are suffering. Go to ToxicSky.org, scroll down under Michael Murphy's film, and you'll see Rosalind Peterson and some scientists talk about the enormity of the dead and dying plants. This was years ago. So understand, the trees are not okay. They were just not part of the designated burn at that moment. And now we're starting to see the amplification and the broadening of the ability to change the signatures and create a broader signature to burn more. We're watching that happening now, too. And we're watching mind control of the people. I have a video up, so if you go to watch us and read my whole entire information, you'll see that we've had a number of people that were burned out that wrote down things you should always have as a bug out. You will need them because we're being torched. This is scorched earth, and most every place will be torched from one time or another or flooded out. So I really wanted to also bring in water because we're in a water drought. They're turning off the water. We've seen that now in the fires. But they're turning off the water now in general to communities. And they're going to be transitioning us. The EPA has already formed an international reuse program where we drink our sewer water and pharmaceuticals. So, again, please go and download this Watches. And at the end, you will find this video, and you can find it on my website. It's entitled Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Weapon Attacks. What you are seeing in Hawaii was already done here. Again, read this, find this video I have posted up. It's part of what's in this Watches also, but it's entitled Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Weapon Attacks. We're under military occupation, and that's why you're seeing the inability for people to evacuate. That is what we are seeing. And that's why we saw nothing, no help, people fumbling at 1 in the morning trying to find flashlights here in the dark. So this is a preparation. I've had many fire victims that lost everything contribute to this. This is Deborah.
Thank you so much. We'll do it again in the very near future, okay?
Yes, I would like that.
All right, keep in touch,
please. Everybody take care.
All right, God bless. Talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to have another great guest tomorrow night. We're going to talk to David Heavener. You don't miss that. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.